Today, we'd like to study the title of the Living God in Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 to 11. To online with people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 5, they are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak, they must be carried, because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. What does a palm tree mean in this context? Question 2, in verse 7, who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For this is your rightful due, for among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. What does it mean? Question 3, in verse 10. But the Lord is a true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At His wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure His indignation. What does ultimately indignation mean? Previously, Jeremiah heard of God's commandment in Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 to 4. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gates of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. Judah is the southern nation. Already northern Israel was conquered by Assyria. Now the Judah, southern nation of Israel, was survived. But the Judah people, they worshipped other gods at their home, but they went to the temple of God to worship God every Saturday. But the Lord commanded to Jeremiah to tell Israel people, don't say the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. While they worshipped other gods at home without changing their hearts, they're worshiping God in the temple per se is neither guarantee nor insurance to avoid God's judgment to expose His righteousness. So God's judgment through Babylon as His instrument to punish Israel people. First one here, hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles or heathen. Do not be dismayed or do not be discouraged at the signs of heaven. Signs of heaven such as horoscopes. So look at the stars in heaven. So today might be a good day. Tomorrow might be a bad day. So that kind of situation. For the heathen are dismayed at them because the sign is no good. For the customs of the peoples are futile. So they live following the sign of heaven, the signs of a star that would be futile or vain. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. So workman cut the tree in order to make an idol. So they decorate it with silver and gold. They fastened it with nails and hammers. So they fastened cut tree, looks shape of idol, fashioned to some stand with nails and hammers, so that it will not topple or move out. It will not topple. Verse 5, they are upright. So the tree here, they are upright. Not just one idol, several idols are upright like a palm tree. So here is what does the palm tree mean? Verse 3, palm tree indicates a cut tree, verse 3. And verse 8 said a wooden idol. So palm tree is a cut tree, which is a wooden idol. And they cannot speak. Idol cannot speak. You know, just cut wooden idol cannot speak. They must be carried by human beings. Here, human being made gods, idol gods. So human being must carry the wooden idol because they cannot go by themselves or they cannot walk by themselves. Do not be afraid of them. So therefore, do not be afraid of them, because they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. In my childhood, I used to be Buddhist. When I went to the temple of Buddha, the entrance of the Buddha temple, the gate side is very wooden, tall, you know, wooden idol there. You know, so fearful, that kind of thing. So in my childhood, I was so afraid over that, you know, wooden, you know, idol, you know, kind of thing. But God said, do not be afraid of them here, because they cannot do evil. Simply, they are dead. They are made by workmen as shape of God's or a human being, or an animal, you know, whatever. They cannot do evil, nor can do any good. They cannot do good thing, nor evil either. So therefore, you shouldn't be afraid of them. Verse 5, 6, inasmuch as there is none like you, so all idols God are not like God, O Lord. You are great. So the Lord is the greatest, and your name is great in might, or great in power. Who do not fear you, O King of the nation? Here, verse 7 is a rhetorical question, which means everybody fears God. So, Holy Peter, who would not fear you, O King of nations? So God is all king, the ruler all over the nations on the earth. For this is your rightful due. Or this is surely God is rightful. For among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, so all wise men of the nations on the earth over all their kingdoms, you know, such as whatever countries, there is none like you. God is supreme. God is wisest. God is the greatest. Verse 8, but they are altogether dull-hearted and foolish. So, the all, you know, idol gods, you know, dull-hearted and foolish. They are vain, futile. A wooden idol is a worthless doctrine, not profitable doctrine. Silver, so how to make a wooden idol right here? Silver is beaten into plates. Silver is made of powder put on the plate or dishes. It is brought from Tarshish. Tarshish, archaeologists said, this city probably was in Spain. Because Jonah, chapter 1, verse 30, but Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa. Joppa is the beach city of Judah, and found a ship going to Tarshish. So through Mediterranean Sea to Spain, to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So Jonah was commanded to introduce the salvation of the gospel to Assyria. So, but the Jonah didn't want to introduce Jehovah God to Assyrians, because the Assyrians gave so hard time on Israelite. That's why he wanted to avoid from God's commandment. So he went down to Joppa in Israel. So he bought a ship fare to go to Tarshish in Spain. So that story, because of that, Jonah was caught up by big fish, you know, that kind of story. But here is Tarshish, is likely in Spain. And gold from Ephraim. Ephraim, we don't know. Archaeologists so far don't find where it is. But we know that Ephraim, they were a lot of gold from Ephraim. The work of the craftsman or skilled man, and of the hands of the metalsmith. So they craftsman or metalsmith made a wooden idol covered with the powder of gold and the powder of silver. Then blue and purple are their clothing. So they wear blue clothes and purple clothes on wooden idol. They are all the work of a skillful man. Here, man created the wooden idol. Right here, not is idol created man. Man created wooden idol. But the Lord is a true God. The Lord created man, wooden, everything. Gold, silver, clothes, everything. So the Lord is a true God. He's the living God, alive God, not dead God. And the everlasting King. So the Lord is a king, meaning ruler, everlasting King. Yesterday he was a king, today king, tomorrow he will be king too. At his wrath, his anger, rightful anger, the earth will tremble. God's righteousness against wickedness and evil. And the nations will not be able to endure his indignation. So indignation, the close time Babylon will destroy the Judah to develop God's righteousness against the Judah people who worshiped idols, disobeyed God. Then ultimately, indignation term in the Old Testament implies the great tribulation, the day of the Lord to make judgment on the earth. The consequence, verse 11, thirst. In the consequence, you shall say then, Jeremiah will say to Israel people, the gods or the idols that have not made the heavens, the earth, that's true. The gods were made by human beings, shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. So heavens are plural, so usually in three levels in heavens. One is up to clouds, you know, above a cloud, the second heaven, the third heaven, invisible heaven. So the Lord Jesus Christ, who is seated on the right-hand side of God the Father in third heaven. So our minds are often caught up with the temporary things, neglecting with the eternal things during our daily life. Therefore, we need to confess. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 to 10, we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Right here, we, all born-again Christians, although we are saved, our status was totally changed to children of God, but still we fall short of the perfect image of Jesus Christ. So we have confessed that short is a sin daily basis. If we say that we have not sinned, we, the children of God, make God a liar, and His word is not in us. So His word is in us, so we daily basis, we need to confess the shortage of the level of Jesus Christ's image. So that's called sanctified, to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. So let's see each question answer. Question 1 in verse 5, they are upright like a palm tree. So here, what does a palm tree mean in this context? Verse 3 said a cut tree from forest. Verse 8 said a wooden idol. So cut tree, which is a wooden idol. Question 2, in verse 7, who would not fear you, O King of the nations? So everybody would fear God, O King of the nation. All nations, a lot of kings. So one king rule all of the kings of the nations. Only one super king is the Lord. For this is your rightful due. Sure, God alone is rightful. For among all the wise men of the nations, in all the kingdom, there is none like you. So which meaning God is the wisest, God is controls all kingdom. Question 3 in verse 10, but the Lord is a true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At His wrath, the earth will tremble and the nations will not be able to endure His indignation. What does ultimately indignation mean? Indignation is close time is a Babylon invasion, destroying the Judah to develop God's righteousness against Judah's wickedness and evil. But ultimately, indignation means the great tribulation. So that's our answer. Let's sing song all together. The Blue Book, page 40, number 5.